Boys and girls, who here has ever been to the zoo? You ever been to a zoo? Lots of you have been to the zoo. I'm going to ask you a question. What's your favourite animal at the zoo? A lion. Anybody else? Any other favourite animals?
All of them?
Wow, that's a good answer.
Tigers.
You're going for all the scary animals. Anybody else want to tell me? Yes. A giraffe. Yes. One more. Sea lions, lots of different animals. Well, boys and girls, I brought along a wee animal here that you can usually see at the zoo, and I don't think this would be anybody's favourite animal at all, even though you said that you like them all. Wonder, can you guess? Can you guess what it might be?
Monkey?
No, it's not a monkey. A what? No.
Elephant.
No, it's not an elephant. I'll tell you what it is. What is it? It's a snake. I don't think anybody's favourite animal would be a snake, although some people like snakes. But there's good snakes down around the zoos, isn't there? You can go into the reptile house and you see lots of different snakes. This here would be a cobra. This is one of those snakes that spits at you. All sorts of different animals, but I don't think a snake would be anybody's favourite animal. Boys and girls, you know what? The Bible says quite a bit about snakes. It mentions a number of different snakes in the Bible. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, we're told the story of Adam and Eve being in the Garden of Eden. And then Satan sneaks into the garden and he's disguised as a serpent. He's disguised as a snake. And the Bible tells us that he tells Eve, look, you know that tree over there that God says you're not allowed to eat of? You see, if you eat of that, you'll just be like God. You'll know absolutely everything and you'll be just like God. And you know what? Eve listened to him and Eve ate of the fruit of that forbidden tree. And then Eve gave to Adam and Adam ate as well. And the Bible tells us that that was the very first sin, the very first act of disobedience against God. And the Bible would tell us that because we all come from Adam, Adam is our great, 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 great granddad, because we're all from him, that we have all got Adam's sin in our hearts. And that's why that sometimes, and we're all the same, sometimes, even though we may not really want to, sometimes we do things that we know in our heart are naughty and are nasty and are against God. And that's because we each have sin in our hearts. You know, boys and girls, the Bible also tells another story about snakes in the book of Numbers. The Bible talks about Moses and the children of Israel, and they're all in the wilderness. And the children of Israel start to sin against God and start to moan and complain and say all sorts of sinful things about God. And then you know what the Lord does? The Lord, to punish them, he sends a plague of serpents. And the serpents come into the camp of Israel and they start biting people. And they poison people. And when they bite the people start dying. And the people realize that they're sinners. They realize that God is punishing them for their sin. And they go to Moses and they say to Moses, Moses, pray for us. Pray that God will be merciful to us. And Moses prays and the Lord says to Moses, Moses, I want you to get some bronze and I want you to make a snake out of bronze and I want you to put it up on a post. And Moses got this snake and made it out of bronze and he held it up on a stick, so he did. And he told the people, everybody that looks at this serpent, you'll be healed. The poison will go away and you'll live, but you have to look and you have to live. If you do look, you'll live. And you know, boys and girls, everyone that looked lived, and those who didn't still died. You know, Jesus knew about that story, and Jesus told us about that story in John chapter 3. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, even as Moses with the serpent in the wilderness, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Now Jesus, when he was speaking about being lifted up there, he was talking about the cross. And he was talking about the fact that he would have to die upon the cross in order that people could be saved from the poison of sin that's in their hearts. And we all have sinned. We found that out in Genesis chapter 3. And you know what, boys and girls? The Bible tells us that we have to look to Jesus. Just like the people in that camp had to look to that bronze serpent if they were to live. We have to look to Jesus if we are to live eternally and if we are to be healed from the sin that is in our souls. You know, boys and girls, that's a wonderful thing to do, to put your trust in Jesus, to look to him and to know the promise of God's wonderful heaven. And you know what? The way of salvation is really as easy as ABC when you think about it. A, you admit that you're a sinner before God. B, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ by looking to him and what he did on the cross for salvation. And C, you cast yourself upon him for his mercy, which is so full and which is so free. And so, boys and girls, the next time that you go to the zoo, the next time you go down to Belfast Zoo, or perhaps even to one of the zoos in England, Birmingham or London or whatever, and you see the serpents, you remember that the Bible speaks about those three serpents. One in the book of Genesis, and then about that plague of serpents in the book of Numbers, and then finally about Jesus, who was like that serpent in John chapter 3.